Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Welcome back to How Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini talking about cool products, cool services, things that maybe you didn't know that would be helpful as you live in your home and try and get the best bang for your buck and be as comfortable as possible. And talking about comfort, well, we thought we'd talk to somebody about that. GNR Heating and Air. Joining me on the phone line right now is Scott Brown, who is the comfort specialist over there. Scott, good morning and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou. Thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about GNR Heating and Air.
GNR Heating and Air is obviously we're a residential heating and cooling company, family-owned business. They've been around for about 10 years now, and I'm excited to be working for them.
And you're kind of a full-service shop doing new installations and service and those types of services to homeowners?
That's correct.
All right. I want to talk to you a little bit about heat pumps. I think that's a term that people are hearing, and they may be a little confused by it. Can you give us a little 411 about that cool new product?
Absolutely, Lou. So in our industry, a heat pump was mainly used down south because what a heat pump does is it's like an air conditioner, but with the option of actually introducing heat into the home during heating season. So it does so by use of an inverter. And typically in our industry in the past, you know, these systems were only good down to 30 or 40 degrees. So we would see them a lot down south in Tennessee and Florida and that type of area.
Right.
But the industry has shifted. We've had a lot of new technologies that come around that are allowing us to now utilize these heat pumps here in our area, here in the Midwest, and they're good down to 15 degrees. So they can actually heat your house using electricity, instead of using our super expensive natural gas.
And
our natural gas.
And the technology, right, with these heat pumps as to how, the actual mechanics of it is different as well, correct?
That is correct, yes. Most people think that an air conditioner pumps in cold air into the house when it's actually doing the opposite. It's removing heat and humidity from the home. So it's doing so by an evaporator coil that the heat is transferred out of the house to the outside condensing units. That's why, Lou, when you hold your fan over, you hold your hand over the fan outside, that's all warm air coming out of your house.
Right.
So what a heat pump does is it's actually, there's an inverter or a switch on the internal component of the unit that takes the outside air, compresses it, transfers it into heat that goes back down to the system by the furnace, above the furnace with the coil, and actually makes the air going across that coil warm, so we can actually use it for backup heat.
One of the things that, I've kind of started to beat the drum a little about heat pumps, and, I've said that, look, if I'm going to build a house, if I was building a brand new house today, I would probably put in, these heat pumps and use this because it's so efficient. And, somebody says, well, but it's all electric. And, what happens if the electricity goes out? You don't have any heat. And, what I remind people is that even your gas-fired furnace, if there's no electricity, you don't have any heat because the furnace still uses electricity.
That's correct.
Right.
That's correct.
Right.
And the nice part about a heat pump is you get a longer season for your investment. On the shoulder seasons, like around temperatures like today, our furnaces are in full swing. They're using 100% of their energy to turn on and turn off, 100% of their energy to turn on and then they turn off. It's not necessary to have that much energy being used during the shoulder season. So the heat pump's going to actually work instead of the gas-powered furnace. Mm. And, gas last year was 62 cents a therm, I believe, and now it's $1.57, I believe, is the latest that I saw.
Wow.
And it's just on the rise. So lots of money to be saved. You know, we're going to be conserving a lot of energy. And, you know, the other thing, too, is that the government's offering some fantastic rebates and tax credits, too. So,
yeah, what about that? Like, what about the cost, you know, installing something like this versus a traditional system? Are they comparable? Is it a bigger investment up front and, you'll reap it, you know, long term? I mean, what's your feeling on that?
So the cost associated, it's just like with any other heating and cooling system. You know, you can spend as much as $30,000 for the fanciest equipment all the way down to, you know, $5,000 or $6,000 for a single piece of equipment in our industry. But most people find happiness somewhere in between when they're trying to replace a full system that's going to be energy efficient. Now, heat pumps are a little bit more expensive, but the benefits are seen right away. It starts paying for itself right away. So, you know, you're definitely saving a ton of money off the bat by the rebates, and you're saving so much money on your gas usage during the shoulder seasons.
You know, it's nice to hear, you know, a lot of this new technology, and you mentioned when we first started, right, this was very popular in the southern climates because they didn't get the cold weather. And I know that initially several years ago, maybe like 10 years ago, they were trying to get this stuff up here, but most heating and cooling, the people on the street, like the GNR heating and air people, are going, this isn't ready yet. This isn't ready. And it's nice to hear that the companies on the front lines installing this, who are then going to, you know, hear from customers when it doesn't work, are behind this technology and promoting it. And it really is a new way for people to save money and to be comfortable.
It is. It's fantastic. You know, and you know, with people who are really trying to save some money and go green, the system works fantastic for people who have solar panels.
Mm.
That way they're not going to be reliant on the electricity. So
right.
It's a big money saver. It's kind of where the future is going. And we're super excited to be on the forefront of this technology. I've been training for quite some time, been in the industry for 12 years. And, you know, this new technology is really, it's we're selling a lot of these units in our area here in Chicagoland.
That's
and
great.
People are loving them.
That's great. Scott Brown is the comfort specialist over at GNR Heating and Air, on the forefront of new technology for your home. Scott, if people want to get a hold of GNR Heating and Air, how do they do it?
Best way would be to go to our website, or you can give us a call. You know, I would say the best way to get a hold of us would be through the website.
GRHeatingCooling.com. GRHeatingCooling.com is the website, and you'll find all the information about this company that's going to help keep you comfortable. Scott, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me, Lou. It's been a pleasure.
You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. Our phone number is 857-557-4LOU, 857-557-4568. Pick up the phone, give us a call. Don't go away. We'll be right back.